ringers.
You're listening to Today with me, Martha Carney.
And me, Nick Robinson.
The headlines. Donald Trump is unexpectedly getting to choose a new Supreme Court judge. The contest is expected to be fierce, especially during the swimsuit round.
James Corden said he loved doing carpool karaoke with Sir Paul McCartney. He said being in the presence of a true legend who's remained totally down to earth must have been amazing for Paul.
This weekend, 12 new singletons will enter Love Island. Oh, apologies, I misread that. This weekend, 12 new simpletons will enter Love Island.
During the current heatwave, people have been urged to look in on elderly neighbours, as they always keep the air conditioning on full blast and have cake. It has been an extraordinary week. Scorching temperatures, brush fires forcing the evacuation of thousands of homes, and astonishing sporting success. All raising the very worrying prospect that we're actually Australia. First came the shock of England actually being good at the World Cup. But of course, that was just in England. There was no joy in Wales after Chris Coleman's team failed to qualify.
And there's been no joy in Scotland since they lost to England in the Battle of Solway Moss in November 1542.
What did England's coach at Euro 16, Roy Hodgson, make of the incredible start to the tournament?
Oh, my heart goes out to Gareth Southgate. It really does. Tragic.
But England has won two matches, Roy.
Exactly. The English don't actually want to win. Sure, they say they do, but all those bald-headed geezers in England football shirts everywhere you look make people incredibly nervous. You don't know if it's a pub showing the England game or a free Tommy Robinson rally.
And if the football wasn't weird enough, then came the relentless pleasant weather. Yes, the horror of the British people trying to cope with things being a bit warm.
And for the latest on the heatwave, we can cross live now to Lise Doucette.
I'm in New Malden and all around me is carnage. I've seen a ginger woman walking around without a hat on. Her freckled skin peeling like damp wallpaper in an axe murderer's bedroom. Meanwhile, in Waitrose, yummy mummies faced with dwindling stalks of Pimm's, lemonade and halloumi face the horrific prospect of having to drive to Lidl.
We're also getting reports of similar scenes inside Broadcasting House. Every Radio 4 programme has been affected.
Hello and welcome to the Moral Maze. This week's thorny dilemma, it's 27 degrees in the studio and Michael Portillo has already undone three buttons on his pink shirt. Would it be morally acceptable for him to undo the fourth?
Today on You and Yours, we've come outside to the ice cream van where we reveal the shocking truth that lollies are just frozen water.
Hello, and welcome to Gardener's Question Time. What are the panel's tips for your garden during the fierce heatwave? What flower do you?
The most important tip for me is don't let things get parched.
Mummy Guinness.
I quite agree. Get a jug of Pimm's down you pronto, and you won't give a monkey's about your hydrangeas.
My castaway this week is the Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson. Having started out as a journalist at the Times and then...
Yeah, just a second. Let me save you some time here, Kirsty. I'm going to pick. I'm blue dabba dee dabba da. Pa pa, boom bang bang, oobla dee oobla da, shooby dooby doo dabba day, dooby 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 by Snuggle Bunny, the ketchup song, and do they know it's Christmas? Now... The island. When do I leave?
Mr. Johnson, you are aware it's not a real island.
Why not this again? Oh, wow. And I suppose it's not a real meeting either that I've urgently scheduled with the island's coconut and palm tree minister.
Mr. Johnson, are you only here so you can weasel out of a commitment by being marooned on a desert island?
No.
But you've stripped off, and you're applying sun cream.
Look, Kirsty, I'd love to stay and answer your questions, but regrettably, I have an urgent meeting in that room over there. In the words of David Cameron, when the going gets tough, the toff F's off.
This is BBC Six Music.
Hello, you're listening to Six Music, the station for people who pretend they don't like Kylie. I'm Lauren Laverne.
And I'm Mark Radcliffe, being constantly distracted by obscure facts about music since 1958, which actually was the same year Butch McGee and the Fuzzy Men released their debut EP, Boogie Woogie Ruby.
We're coming to you live from a very special Glastonbury Festival special because it's not actually happening this year. And without Glastonbury, Six Music presenters are in danger of suffering serious withdrawal. So we're bringing you 96 hours of non-stop Glastonbury, but just the place.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Lauren.
Oh, hello there, Keris. How are you enjoying Glastonbury?
Well, to be honest, I could be anywhere and I'd make it sound utterly enchanting.
And here is the even more northern than me, Stuart McConey.
Guys, we've got to do something to get this non-festival jumping.
But why, Stuart? It looks like it's filling up.
Yeah, but only with traumatised Six Music presenters with festival withdrawal. Look, Steve Lamac crouched over there with a can of Strongbow, telling himself very gentle Steve Lamac anecdotes.
Yeah. There was one that time in Glasgow, actually. I was watching a set at the back of the alternative tent, and a bee flew quite close to my face, and then it went away again. Yeah, true story.
Guys, what are we going to do?
Well, we could do some classic BBC Glastonbury coverage, like getting slightly over-sentimental about what John Peel would have thought.
Oh, John Peel would have loved that.
Wait, what was that? Over here, guys, I think Glastonbury 2018 might just have found its first breakthrough artist. But interestingly, that move was first heard in a legendary acoustic session for Andy Kershaw in 1975. Welcome back to the BBC's World Cup coverage. The big news this week, of course, the holders Germany are out at the group stage for the first time since 1938. Once again, finding it difficult to conquer Russia. Meanwhile, England have progressed smoothly to the last 16, and their key man has undoubtedly been Harry Kane. Alan Shearer, what's his secret?
Oh, Gary, this lad, he's got everything. Left foot, right foot...
So he's got 2 feet, then. It's not everything, is it?
Yeah, but Harry Kane has literally got everything, Gary. Left foot, right foot, head, nipples, spleen, knees.
OK. Rio Ferdinand, how do you rate Harry Kane?
Well, yeah, you know, he's got everything, hasn't he? Left foot, right foot, shoes, socks, shin pads, big house... Car, muscle memory, empathy, regular heartbeat, cousins, Tupperware, spare duvet, wheat intolerance.
Look, we haven't really got time for this.
Harry Kane's got time, Gary, because he's got...
Right, okay. Let's just turn to Alex Scott now. Alex, what do you make of the England team?
Well, I think the players have looked defensively solid, fluid in attack, but mainly what I've noticed is they all seem really nice. Football's coming home and it's going to politely wipe its feet on the way in.
And we've got some footage here to illustrate that.
Yes, this is Lingard here. He moves into the space, turns once, twice, finds the coaster and puts his cup of Ovaltine on it.
And we can hear now from Harry Kane speaking to Gabby Logan after the Belgium game.
Harry, how do you feel?
Well, Gary, to be honest, all of them out there gave everything. It's a massive shame.
But you're still through to the last 16.
Yeah, I was talking about Germany. Yeah, they're a great bunch of lads. So we've done a whip round and sent them a card.
Oh, that's what a lovely gesture. I'm also joined by the England manager, Gareth Southgate. Gareth, England have cruised into the knockouts. Overall, you must be delighted.
Well, not really, Gabby. I only hired my waistcoat for 2 weeks because I didn't think I'd need it any longer. It's a £15 fine a day. If we get to the final, I'll be bankrupt.
Fascinating as ever. Thank you, Gareth Southgate. Now back to you, Gary.
Thank you, Gabby. Let's look ahead now. There's been a lot of talk about England possibly winning the World Cup, but with a tough last 16 game. Alan, it's important we don't get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, sod that, Gary. England have got to win the World Cup. Harry Kane's going to get knighted.
What about you, Rio?
Yeah, I've gotten way ahead of myself. In fact, I'm so far ahead of myself, I can't even see myself in my own rearview mirror, which is it's pretty mad, isn't it? Yeah, England to win this World Cup and the next 10 after that.
You know what? You know what? You guys are right. This is our destiny. England are going to win the World Cup. There's simply no other conceivable outcome.
What about us losing in the quarterfinals on penalties?
Good point.
I'm Kirsty Allsop, the Tory Mary Poppins. This week's location, location, location are Lydia and Michael. He's a chartered accountant and she's an absolute nightmare.
We're looking to find somewhere rural and isolated.
But at the same time, close to London and with great transport links.
And I think I've found the perfect solution in Harmansworth, a quaint little village just minutes from Heathrow. So what do you both think?
That's perfect. The house, the village...
The only thing that isn't on our wish list is that giant wrecking ball hurtling towards the kitchen window.
I am slightly concerned the property no longer has a roof.
But it is a very up-and-coming area. Soon you're going to have a Pret, a WH Smith, a luggage belt, even a runway. All in your back garden. Oh, watch out!
Watch out!
Oh dear, it turns out Michael and Lydia have made the mistake of so many first-time buyers being squashed by a steamroller. Still, while I'm here, I might as well hop on a business-class flight to Athens and check my kids into the hold.
Hello, it's me, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and welcome to my new podcast. I know everyone was so shocked last weekend when I was rudely asked to leave a restaurant. Now, I would have understood if I was causing trouble by being black or gay or a small Mexican child. But I wasn't. I was being white. So it made no sense. As we used to say when growing up in the Huckabee household, if you can't say something nice about someone, maybe we should just ban them from our church.
You're back with Today, and with me now is Jacob Rees-Mogg. Jacob, it's summer and the festival season is about to begin. Can you assure Radio 4 listeners that you won't be doing a Jeremy Corbyn and making an appearance at any of the festivals this year?
On the contrary, I'm as big a fan of grime as the next man. I assure you that I am K to the A and my tugs are all squatty.
I'm sure they do.
I can show you now, if you like, by giving you my own version of Stormzy's Shut Up.
Here on the programme?
Bang up, blood. Just call me Mogsy. I'm here with my posse. MC Lord and Lady Harcourt-Smythe. MC the Right Honourable Member for Somerset East. And MC the Archdeacon of Belth and Wells.
All right, fire in the park. Here we go.
A 2-3-4. Lefty boys say I'm a backup bencher. On the Today Show,
backup bencher. Bencher.
Man with a beard, he's a backup bencher. Bencher. Jeremy Corbyn, dear boy, shut up. On Question Time, giving me grief on policy. Just because I keep myself high and lofty. Lofty. And get my looks from Walter the Softie. Marjorie from Croydon, whatever dear, shut up. I'm always facing a lefty barrage just for opposing same-sex marriage. The only one who takes my side is Farage. Dreadful like, hey rude boy, shut up. There's another one, that awful Dimbleby. Tries to catch me out, but I'm far too nimble, me avoiding the question and never quite answer. Skirted with the flair of a ballroom dancer. Call me a liar and a hypocrite. Shut up, dear. Doesn't bother me a bit. Opposing abortion with my arguing skills while profiting from sales of abortion pills. I don't think hospital parking should be free. A much better idea for the Treasury would be a £7 million grant for me to do up my Georgian property. And if you don't like it, or if you don't like me, here's an idea. Shut up. Have a made myself clear.
Shut up!
In a world filled with death and despair, there is one group of British superheroes dedicated to upholding all that is good and decent. Sir Ian McKellen.
You have an important quest, Frodo.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
You have your orders, Mr. Riker.
Dame Judi Dench.
You have a mission, Bond.
And Sir Alan Bennett.
You have a bit of mayonnaise on your chin, Dory. Apply a wet tissue or you'll be the talk of Ormskirk.
They are the national treasures.
Deep beneath the BAFTA headquarters, the national treasures have been summoned.
Why have we been brought here? I had to return from L.A., where I was being fitted for my new Star Trek uniform with stay-dry undergarments.
Darling, you're not seriously going back to Star Trek, are you? Move on, Ducky.
It's rich coming from you, daughter. Peter Jackson only has to pick up a Tolkien short story in a second-hand bookshop. You're there with your false beard and pointy hat.
Oh, get you, Mabel.
Enough, you two. This is a special day. We're welcoming a new national treasure to our ranks.
How delightful. I'm a huge fan of Toby Jones. He's everywhere these days. I'm not entirely sure this isn't him playing me right now.
Oh, he's coming. He's coming.
Oh, wow. I'm here. This is, it's our dream come true, really.
What is this thing before us?
Well, the label round his neck says he's Harry Kane. Apparently he plays football.
Oh, dear God, no. A national treasure is always a thespian. Allowing a footballer to be one is a slippery slope. I mean, what next? St. John's ambulance drivers? Lifeboat crews? Lollipop ladies?
At least make him do a Shakespeare soliloquy to prove he's one of us.
Don't worry, I've got one prepared, actually. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing, end them. To die, to sleep, perchance to dream. Which is, it's a dream come true, really. In conclusion, to be or not to be, you've got to be, haven't you, really? 100% all day long, B. I mean, if you're not B, then you'll never make the qualifiers, really.
That is, frankly, the most beautiful rendition of Hamlet I've ever heard. I can finally understand it after all these years. Welcome aboard, Harry.
Yes. And at least he wasn't James Bloody Corden.
Oh, bollocks. He must have followed Paul McCartney here.
Pipe down, losers. Give me your questions and be quick. I've got a 2-for-1 coupon at Horny Hank's Pole Dancing and Crab Shack.
Mr. President, what are your views on Sarah Huckabee Sanders being ejected from a restaurant for her political beliefs?
Bad question. Let me save you with the great answer, the best answer. These restaurants, they're filthy, dirty. They've got wobbly chairs. The waiters of B.O., probably French. 2 stars. No, 1 star. Maybe 1/2 star. I'm the real star. I'm a superstar.
Okay, let's move on. Sir, how is your relationship with the G7?
G7, bad food. The worst. Real bad. The tablecloths were dirty. The chefs were Canadian. They made me sit next to an old German witch who forced me to wash my hands after I went duty. Would not return. 1 star. Next question.
Sir, are you going to turn everything into a restaurant review?
I can't believe this waitress is talking to me like this. Where is my appetizer? What kind of a restaurant doesn't even have any food? I'm giving this place -10 stars. Get me the check. I'm not tipping. I want my drinks on the house and a happy ending.
Hello, John McDonald, People's Princess.
John, it's Jeremy. Listen, about your comments on the Heathrow expansion.
Did you hear them, Jeremy? The iconic totemic battleground of climate change. Oh, that'll stick a giant socialist bayonet up the backsides of the airborne bourgeoisie.
Look, we could have the Tories on the run here, but you sound distractingly manic.
Oh, I hope you'd noticed. Oh, it feels so good to have something I can be really insanely angry about. Now I get to shout things like, this is the end of humanity as we know it, and scream at planes.
But you need to tone it down.
It's too late, Jeremy. I've had a taste of it now. Oh, yes, I feel 10 years younger. They may have scrapped tidal energy, but plugged me into the mains and my animal rage could power the whole of South Wales. Here's Johnny!
John, put the axe down.
I haven't got an axe.
Just put it down. Now, we need to get rid of all this wild passion. Let's try this repeat after me. We'll be challenging the government on various aspects of Brexit in the fullness of time.
Oh, okay. We will be challenging the government on various aspects of Brexit in the fullness of time. Yep, that's done it. That's killed all my passion. I think it's nap time, actually.
People of Britain, this is your Prime Minister. Or if you're watching on Catch Up, my name's Theresa. Do you want fries with that? You may have noticed all my cabinet members coming to me with their grubby little hands out, begging for money. How strange this is happening at a time when my position's about as healthy as one of those dogs on Supervet with wheels for hind legs. I know what this is. I'm the dying aunt, and they're the money-grabbing nieces and nephews trying to snake their way into my will. What's that? Aunt Teresa's on her way out? I really must give the old girl a call. Next thing you know, you can't find your silverware, and your wedding dress is up on eBay. I see you, Gavin Williamson, sniffing round the coin collection late at night like a Poundland Paul Burrell. I see you, Sajid Javid. Auntie Reza, I've brought you a nice cup of tea, a slice of cake, and a plane ticket to Switzerland. But I will not let them win. I'm weak and decrepit, but I've got a plan. To cling on out of pure spite. To be that 106-year-old with virulent osteoporosis, but every time the family come to visit, she's somehow doing Zumba. I, Theresa May, will be the spectre at the feast who everyone resents merely for still being alive. And I hope my plan to be a spiteful, miserly old person desperately clinging onto my money will appeal to the average Conservative voter.
Oh, God. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Sarah, it's Donald.
Yes, sir. It's 3 a.m.
Sarah, why has a Turkey president been elected?
No, sir. It's the president of Turkey.
I know that, Sarah. The president of Turkey is obviously in charge of all the other turkeys. You know, they're really dumb birds. I pardoned one last Christmas. Just the white meat.
Can we talk about this later, sir? I've had a bad week.
I know, Sarah. What kind of restaurant won't serve Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the daughter of Colonel Sanders?
Thank you, sir.
Your daddy invented the chicken bucket. The best food invention since I created Donald J. Trump's pork ditch. 1 ton of pork and 1/2 ton of ditch.
Sir, I need to go to sleep.
Did you see Melania visiting those immigrant children wearing a jacket that said, I don't care?
Yes, sir.
She always writes me a message on her back. She's so sweet. She's like the daughter I never married. Sarah, I'm so happy. My travel ban has been upheld by Diana Ross and the Supreme Court. Sarah, I can't sleep.
Have you tried counting sheep?
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Oh, my God. There's so many sheep. 100, 10, 20 bazillion. Oh, crossing the border. They're crossing the border in sheep gangs. Sarah, we need to build a wall. Get me the president of the sheep on the phone. I'll deal with the turkey one later.
Oh, what a fantastic track. 1985. Great synthesizers. That was Take My Breath Away by Berlin. And later, I'll be talking to a man from Berlin who literally took people's breath away. He was sentenced to 12 years for stealing hospital respirators. I'm Jeremy Vine. Now, a Japanese spacecraft has landed on asteroid Ryugu in one of the lesser-known parts of the solar system. Professor Brian Cox joins me now.
Hi there, Jeremy. The stars, the sky... Aren't they magical? I can sing a rainbow. Sing a rainbow. Sing a rainbow too.
So, talk about this mission before I play REO Speedwagon.
Well, Jeremy, the Hayabusa 2 has landed on an amazing asteroid and they have attached recording equipment, hoping to uncover more about the mysteries of the darkest distant parts of space.
Okay, here's the footage.
Terribly sorry to have left the UK and planet Earth on such short notice. I just had to get away for some important diplomatic malarkey out here on the outskirts of the observable universe. Where I had a vital meeting with the Minister for Oblivion and the Clangers. Cheerie-bye!
Hello. I can't come to the phone right now, as Gavin Williamson is giving me a Chinese burn.
PM, it's your Brexit bulldog here. The master negotiator. The living embodiment of the British Blitz spirit. That part of the Blitz spirit that involves hiding from Germans in a hole I've dug in a garden. Truth be told, PM, of late the old bulldog has been a little bit down in the dumps. Just seemed to have lost that spark that saw me through every Brexit tough patch. That tough patch that started in 2016 and that lasted up until, I'll let you know. And now Farage has moved to Germany and Redwood's taking all his city mates out of the UK and Rees-Mogg's shifting his moolah to Ireland. I'm beginning to get that feeling that they know something that I don't. Incredible, I know, but it might be possible. I'm starting to worry that that utopian Brexit we imagined, that land of milk and honey Toblerones, of street urchins in flat caps, robber barons and workhouses for the poor, well, that might not happen. But then, PM, I watched the England-Panama game, and suddenly in my head, everything became clear and fell into place. It came to me in a flash of clarity. I thought, that's what Brexit is all about. So, long story short, PM, I've moved to Panama. Yes, I've sold my shares in the Angus Steakhouse chain and Our Price Records, stuffed a suitcase with unmarked bells, and I've changed my name to Julio Gonzalez. I live in a shack on a beach in Puerto Amules, selling erotic amulets and wood carvings to American tourists. PM, you're on your own. Brexit bulldog out of here. And buenas tardes to the liar.
Dave Ringers was performed by John Colshaw, Lewis McLeod, Jan Ravens, Deborah Stevenson and Duncan Wisby. The writers were Nev Fountain and Tom Jameson, Lawrence Harve, Ed Amsden and Tom Coles, Sarah Campbell, James Buck, Max Davis, Simon Alcock and Duncan Wisby. It was a BBC Studios production and the producer and creator was Bill Dare.